Gunshots in the streets of Beirut. Lebanon's capital was shut down today, and the country's factions closed roads, disrupted the airport, and traded pot shots. A labor strike against high prices and low wages turned into a reflection of the country's political and religious divisions. The World's Aaron Schachter has this account.
An air of menace hung over Beirut this morning. In a city normally packed with traffic, the streets were eerily empty. Different political and religious factions set up makeshift roadblocks in their neighborhoods. They burned tires and wood pallets. In one case, I watched someone dump a couch in the middle of the road. As the flames from the barricades grew hotter, so too did tempers, and it wasn't long before some Beirut neighborhoods became no-go zones. Lebanese troops were deployed in numerous areas of the city, where members of Lebanon's religious and political rivals often lived side by side. In one of them, gunmen allegedly from the Shiite group Hezbollah lobbed rocket-propelled grenades into a Sunni faction's office, hurting two workers. Hezbollah roadblocks sealed off Beirut's airport and downtown, as well as the usually busy seaport. Ali Mohadine was on the streets today. Mohadine says the reason for this protest is the faulty policies of the government and the injustice we're suffering. The government's ignoring people's needs. He adds, this is a democratic and peaceful way of protesting. The labor strike was ostensibly called to demand higher wages, which haven't gone up in over a decade. Faced with the strike, the government decided just yesterday to increase the minimum wage by 2/3 and to give raises to public sector workers and retirees. The union wants much more than the government is offering to offset the skyrocketing cost of food and fuel. Even so, Lebanon's communications minister, Marwan Hamadeh, says today's action was political theater, not a push for the poor.
The so-called labor strike, called upon by the labor unions, has, in my opinion, totally failed. Because what we are witnessing now is a full-fledged Hezbollah demonstration, not demonstration of popular force, but demonstration of possibility to close roads, to burn tires.
The Hezbollah-led opposition has been in a power struggle with Prime Minister Fuad Sinoura's pro-Western and anti-Syrian government since the fall of 2006. That's when Hezbollah set up a tent city in the center of Beirut, in effect paralyzing the city's downtown. There have been flare-ups of lethal sectarian violence ever since, and political murders. There is constant talk here of the situation spiraling out of control, but Paul Salem, director of the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut, says things won't get that bad, at least not now.
Hezbollah particularly, and Iran as its main sponsor, very much wants to avoid internal clashes in Lebanon, which would be disastrous for everyone. So there's a lot of interest in keeping things calm and quiet, very static. No president, no new government, no meeting of parliament.
For now, Hezbollah has vowed to keep the airport closed and to keep up the pressure on Lebanon's beleaguered government. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Beirut, Lebanon.